put on the day, when the Gemara talks about the din of eim avatlin isa lachatchila. Let's say someone is cooking a pot of soup, and they want to pour in a little bit of trefa chazer schmaltz, and they know in advance they're going to have shishim against it. So it's not going to be being bahara then, it's not going to enhance the flavor because you're going to have shishim against it. Just just for shtick. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to. It's not permissible. Not only are you not allowed to take a bottle of chazer schmaltz and pour in, even if some chazer schmaltz fell in and you don't have shishim, now I add on more heter in order to make it shishim, in order to be mashlim the shishim. So even that, Rashi and Tosfos quoted a Mishnah Truma, so even that is not permissible. That's also a violation of eim avatlan isal hatzila, to be moisiv heter in order to be mashlim the shishim or to be mashlim the meya, whatever the case happens to be, is also not permissible. So the Gemara sounds like it says right in the middle of the daf, Hani Mili, when is there a din of eim avatlan isal hatzila? Because the Gemara tells a story, Eitzim shenoshrum min adekel b'yemtza hayontif. The logs on Yontif you may use. Logs you may put into a furnace to use as a fuel. But it's only if the logs were in existence before Yontif they were cut, and the owner had in mind that he's going to use this, he was mazminit. And even after being mazminit, it still remains muktzeh. Not that after you're mazminit it becomes a kli. It doesn't have a tzuras kli, it's not mekabel tumah. It's not really a kli. It's a special din if you're making, like if you're making the offer for the bris milah, the offer remains muktzeh. But you're allowed to move the offer for the purpose of being matman the orla. So here too, the logs remain mukta even on Yontif. On Shabbos upgeret that it's mukta, but even on Yontif, when you're allowed to use it, it's also mukta, but the hachana in advance is matarit for this ishtamshus, or more important ishtamshus, or equal ishtamshus. Less important ishtamshus, he wouldn't be allowed to do it. The same thing the Gemara has later, a sack of sawdust, or a sack of sand, that you're mazmin mibod yom before Yontif, this for the purpose of kisi adam or something like that, at the purpose of covering over dirt, so you're so it will remain muktzah on Shabbos and Yontif with a heta tiltul for that purpose. But any purpose less significant than that, we'll say no, you're not allowed to move it. It's muktzah. So the Gemara says over here this story: the eitzim shenoshim and adekel in the middle of Yontif. A couple of branches fell off, twigs fell off from the tree in the middle of Yontif. So the balabas, the owner, was never mazminit mibod yom before Yontif. So here it's muktzah without a heter. There was no hachana mibod yom. So it remains muktzah even on Yontif. So the Gemara says, "I bet there's a problem. It fell into the middle of the tanur, and you have other logs that you were mechin mibod yom. So now that it's all muktzah, and you can't push around any of the logs." So you're going to have not only the hepsid, that the muktzadika logs are going to get burnt, and you won't be able to push them around, even the non-muktzah, even the muchendika logs, you won't be able to use. It's going to be a hepsid. So Gemara says, no, in this case, because of the hepsid, you are permitted to add on more logs, and to be mevatalit b'roiv. So the Gemara asked Akasha, but what happened to the din of eim avatlan isal hatchila? So that the Gemara responded, hani mili b'deraisa, only if the prohibition is an isa deraisa. If the yisur is only the rabbanon, then you say mevatlan, then you're allowed to be mevatlan. So last week we discussed the Taisis. Taisis says has to be ikara de rabbanon. If it's an isa de rabbanon, but it's really ikara deraisa, then let's say a chotzi shira, even if you'll say chotzi shira, idei taruvus is only an isa de rabbanon. But chatzishir of some tray for food, so that started off as an isa deraisa. So that's the din in chulin sarikhes the name of atan isla hatchilu. Only if it's in ganz and mikol v'kol an isa derabbanon, like over here tiltul muktzah. The whole prohibition of tiltul muktzah is in ganz and derabbanon. It's gzeir shem or yotzi. You're not permitted to be metaltul muktzah in the house. Gzeir that you may forget and carry it out into the street. And hoitzah is forbidden both on Shabbos and on Yontif. So the reason why they were guys there is otu achashash deraisa, but the prohibition of tilta muktzah is considered ikara derabbanan. So that's what the mechaber quotes this in Simit Tzadik Tes in Yeridah. Mechaber quotes this gemara that on the nisa derabbanan the din is that mevatlin. There's no restriction of ein mevatlin isla hatchila. And the Ramah says not so fast. The Ramah knocks it down because of the next two lines in the gemara. The gemara effect takasha. What do you mean over here mevatlin? But how is that bitl? Ravashi said on the previous sermon, Dovishesh Martin, Afilib de Rabbanon loy bottle. How can you say over here, this is the chazach from muktzah, the logs that fell down? The logs are muktzah. So if you wait till after Abdullah, you won't have any problem of muktzah at all.
Yeah, but problem burning, burning, burning,
So the Gemara answered like that. But first the Gemara asked Akasha, since the logs that you're dealing with, that you're talking about being about la muktzah, so if you wait till after Abdullah, you won't have to rely on bittul beroy. So why are you allowed, or why are you permitted to rely on bittul beroy van yontif? That should be, dovish eshlam atirin shouldn't be bottle. So to that the Gemara says, Hani mili, right in the middle of daf dalet amud beis, by this small letter hey. Hani mili hechad isi lisur bien, and that's if it's bien. If the logs that fell down in the middle of yontif will remain intact till after Abdullah. But over here, the fire is burning and the logs are going to get consumed, so you'll be losing it. Let's say I have chodosh. Let's say tvua chadosh, it says in Shulchan Aruch. I have tvua chadosh that I planted after Pesach, so I have to wait till next Pesach that it should be put up achil. So what happens if by mistake I mixed in some tvua chadosh into some soup? I don't know, I cooked some soup with kernels of grain. So, and let's say we have no refrigerator. Now everybody has a refrigerator, you have a freezer, so you can put it away for 10 years from now. But let's say years ago they had no refrigerator. So if you cooked it already, if you're going to leave it like that till next Pesach, it'll get spoiled. It's not shot. The whole thing will get spoiled. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that even though Chodosh is normally considered Dovish Yesh L'Matirin, because he can save the sack of grain till after Pesach, it'll be mutter without relying on bittul. But over here, where you cooked it already, and it was ready in a mach, let's say I made a kugel out of it, something out of it, and if I'm going to wait till Pesach, it'll get spoiled. So then it's called the Dovish Ein L'Matir. I can't wait till the Hetah is going to come, it'll be spoiled till then. So that's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara says this is a Dovish Ein L'Matir, and why? Because Mikli Kola Yisuri. The thing is going to get burnt up. If I wait till after Abdullah, there won't be any logs left. The whole thing is getting burnt up. That's perhaps the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. But the Ramah doesn't learn like that. The Ramah quotes the Rosh on the Daf. The Ramah says, when the Gemara said that since it's only an Issa de Rabbonon, then the din is Mevatlin, Issa l'chatchila, that's only if it's Ikora de Rabbonon, number one. And number two, only if it's Mikla Koli Yisur. It means that you're only being Mishtamish in the heat that comes from the logs after the logs get consumed. But if you'd really be Mishtamish in the logs themselves, even though it's Ikora de Rabbanon, we would say that Eim of Atal
Yisrael has to do with that. Mikol Kosher has to do only with the fact that you can't wait.
So you see that the Ramah quotes the Rosh, they didn't understand like that. Maybe the Mechaber understood. Mikol Kol Yisrael, it's not a Dovish Esh Matir. It's going to get burnt up before Havdolah. It won't be here by the time it comes Havdolah. That's like HaMeichel Yiskalkel. The Mechaber writes, when you have a Dovish Esh Matir, the food will get spoiled by the time you wait till Pesach. The Michael Yiskalkel, so that's called Dovish Ein L'Matir. So that's the Parsha B'Shat Nigmar. The Ramah understood it, the Ramah and the Rosh understood it differently. Mikli Kol Issa means a psa shvachere Issa. Like an Issa de Rabbanon is shvacher than an Issa de Raisa. Like an Issa de Rabbanon she ain lo iker b'de Raisa is weaker than an Issa de Rabbanon she yesh lo iker de Raisa. So here also an Issa de Rabbanon where you're getting benefit from the muktzah dika logs
after
they already get consumed and they give off the heat. So that's a weaker iser than using a thing which is the end. It's a simon that is a weaker iser. That's how the Ramah holds. The Ramah quotes the Rosh that this mikli kali yisur, because it's getting consumed, is not only relevant for the second kasha that the Gemara raised, let it be a dovish esh matirin. It's relevant for the first kasha also regarding the issue of eim matanis lahatchila. The Mechaber does not learn like that. Mechaber says no. Anisa de rabbanon. The din is mevatanis lachatchila. So according to the opinion of the Mechaber, that by all the rabbonans, or the rabbonans sheikora the rabbonans, fine. By all the rabbonans, the din is mevatanis lachatchila. So there's a tshuva by the Chidushi Harim. Chidushi Harim was the Gera Rebbe, the first Gera Rebbe. So he has a sefer Shabbos for tshuvas of the Rim. So in the middle of one of his tshuvas, he quotes a line from the Shabbos for tshuvas of the Chasam Sefer. And he says, if you read it slowly, you will get the understanding from the Chasam Sefer that he said the following pshat, according to the Mechaber, that we distinguish between why, according to the Mechaber, why do you distinguish that Eim Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila only applies when it's an Issa D'Oraisa, and it's an Issa D'Rabbanan is Mevatlin? How come an Issa D'Rabbanan is Mutter Mevatlin L'Chatchila? And he said the rice is Zasar. So the Chasam Sofer writes Behav Law, he quotes the Gemara with the Mechaber, and he writes a half a sentence. He doesn't elaborate on it. So the Chiddush Arim in his Tshuva elaborates and explains what the Chasam Sofer meant. He uses a Melitza because by the Rabbonans you're permitted to do Harama, and by the Rices you're not allowed to do Harama. Mm-hmm. What is that all about? Many of you will remember when Rav Soloveitchik Zechel Baruch used to give the Shiurim. So every year before Pesach, he used to say that it's not right to fashrayim the chametz to sell chametz b'yen. If you have spaghetti or you have rolls or you have cookies, real bread, or even flour that you have a sack of flour, then he used to ask him about schnapps. What about schnapps? So sometimes he would say, besser nicht zu fragen. Sometimes he would say, fragen ist besser nicht zu fragen. And sometimes he would say, no, if them is gemacht geworden, the ganze mechiras chametz of the schnapps. He said, if you have a liquor shop, what do you do? Let's say you have a bakery, you have tons of chametz, what do you do? So he said, you should make a separate shtar mechira on that. His opposition was to make a shtar mechira klolis. That the rabbi has one shtar mechira for all the balabatim, so there's so many achreinim have tainis against a shtar mechira klolis. So he said, it's not right to rely for chametz b'yen. Only for chametz al yidei tarubis. Why is it different whether the chametz is bien, a loaf of bread, or spaghetti, or chametz al yidei tarubis, a little bit mixed in? So he said it's based on, he was quoting from the Achronim, from the Bchor Shor. This is Sefer Bchor Shor by the Tvur Shor, the author of the Tvur Shor. So he has on Gemara. So on Maseches Psochim he has such a comment that the tarubis chametz, the Rabbi Natam's opinion is that the Bal Yura Bai Motzeh is only the Rabbanan. If I have mamish spaghetti or bread or cake or cookies, that's an isa deraisa, that's bal yiro deraisa. If you have only taruvas chametz, means I have food which has an ingredient which is really less than 50%. Let's say if I have soup and I have chunks of spaghetti in it, that's not called taruvas. The chunks of spaghetti are bien. Or if I have a kugel, I have carrots and I have potatoes and I have chunks of spaghetti, it's vita. That's not a taruvas, that's bien. I can notice, I can see this is this and this is this. Yeah. Means I blend it in. I have a blender. Means I grind everything all in together. So I have a chreis mashed potatoes and mashed carrots, mashed vegetables, and I have flour also in there. And I can't really pick out flour. That this speck is flour and this speck is this. So that's called the taruvis. When you have a roiv heter a miut iser, that's the definition of a taruvis. When you have a roiv heter a miut iser, and the iser is not nikir, you cannot pick it out. You cannot separate it. If you have a roiv iser, let's say I have some kind of a kugel where 51% is chametz dikke flour and less than 51% is vegetables. So then it's an isa bien. If it's more than 50% isa, then it's not the taruvis. But if it's roiv heter or miut isa, and the isa is not niker, so that's a definition of taruvis. So if you have a taruvis chametz, so the Mishnah says this bal yura bai motzeh, the first daf in Psochem says bal yura bai motzeh, so the Rabbeinu Tam Shita said it's not a bal yura deraisa. Bayura derais is only when it's chametz b'yen. So what? So it's still bayura mederabbanon. So what's the difference with this bayura? Anisa bayura derais bayura derabbanon. So the Bchor Shor tells to a Gemara in the end of Shabbos on Kufla Mites, where the Gemara says that there was a Talmud Chochem who went on a boat on Shabbos. There was a ferry that went to race every hour on the hour. Went across there every couple of hours when he had enough customers. The ferry would go from one side of the river to the other. So there was a Talmid Chacham who wanted to see what's doing with his field on the other side. So you're not allowed to walk to see what's doing with your field. So he was going to go take a stroll, and in Mela he would see. But he didn't even live on the other side of the river. He lived on this side. How is he going to get over the river? So there was a ferry. But you're not allowed to go on a ferry on Shabbos. So what he did was he went on the ferry.
He went to sleep.
He's sunning. He lays down on a beach chair and he's getting himself a tan. And he fell asleep. He made believe he fell asleep. He really did fall asleep, whatever it is. And then the ferry, the goy, every hour the goy goes across, he doesn't charge money. The government pays him to go up every couple of hours. So when he gets enough customers, so he crosses over the river. So then the Talmid Chacham woke up and he starts taking a stroll and he passes by his field to see that everything should be okay. So one of the balabatim went to his Rebbe, to the Rebbe of this Talmid Chacham, and he complained, what kind of Talmidim do you have? Is the Hamachal Shabbos? He's in violation of the Issa d'Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Ein Shotin. There's a din, Ein Shotin. The Shabbos of the Yontif, Gzeri Shem Yasa Chavish Al Shayotin. Shaila, what does it mean, Ein Shotin? Loshet really means to row a boat. It doesn't really mean to swim. Lischos is to swim. Shota means to row a boat. You're not allowed to row on a boat. The Gemara talks about like that.
It's called a mashot.
Yeah. Mashot is the oars.
The oar.
Mashot, yeah. Yeah. The Gemara has a discussion that sometimes swimming is included in the Gzeirah Derabbanan, sometimes swimming is not included. It depends whether the area where you're swimming lends itself to have a boat or doesn't lend itself to have a boat. Let's say to swim in a swimming pool where it's not shaykh to put a boat there. So then the Gemara says there's no prohibition to go swimming, but to swim in the river where usually one would might possibly put a rowboat there, so then you're not allowed to swim either, because swimming also falls under the category of Ein Shot. But literally, the literal translation of Ein Shot means you're not allowed to row a boat on Shot. Okay. That's what some Taina.
No,
it's Gzeirah Derabbanan. Gzeirah Derabbanan, why? Shema Yisakin Chavashal Shayotin. It may turn out that the rowboat is a little broken, and he may bang in a nail, he may do a malach in order to fix it. So it's Gzeirah Derabbanan. We don't permit you, Derabbanan, we don't permit you to row a boat because you may fix it. Yeah, a chashash that it may lead to a malach. So the Gemara in Shabbos assumes that this Issa de Rabbanan, this prohibition doesn't only apply to the one who's rowing the boat. If I go in and I know Al Das Kane, I know that the guy is going to row the boat, I go in because I know he's going to row the boat to the other side. That's included in the prohibition of Ein Shot. So this Talmid Chacham went in and he made believe that he was taking a nap, and then when he got to the other side, then he made believe he waking up, then he goes. So the Balabas saw the way he violated the Issa de Rabbanan, so he went and he complained to his superior, his Rosh Hashiva, whatever. He's Machal Shabbos, he violated this Issa de Rabbanan. So he said, he defended the Talmud, and that's the halacha. He defended him, he said, rowing a boat is egent lach, it's not an Issa de Rabbanan, it's only an Issa de Rabbanan. The Issa de Rabbanan is that it may lead to Shema Yisak and Chavish Shal Shayat, and he may violate an Issa Malacha. So since he's a Tzurvim de Rabbanan, since he's clearly a Talmud Chacham, so he knows what's right and what's wrong, he knows what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. So since he did ha'arama, and it's only ha'arama on an Issa de Rabbanan. To do ha'arama on an Issa de Raisi, he wouldn't be allowed to do, but to do ha'arama on an Issa de Rabbanan, that's okay. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the word ha'arama appears in the Gemara and in the halacha in two different meanings. Sometimes it means to be a faker. The guy makes believe he's taking a nap. He was napping, and then he makes believe he wakes up. He wasn't waking up the whole time he was awake. He came on the boat 25 minutes early, and he made believe that he's taking a nap and sunning, whatever, and then he makes believe that he wakes up and he gets to the other side. So that's one kind of harama. And sometimes the word harama means a legal fiction. Mm-hmm. Like when we do a mechiras chametz or an eretz yisrael, when they sell the kibbutzim, they sell the land to the Arabs for shnas hashmitah, though there are some poskim that think that that's acceptable. If you sell to a goy, it takes off the prohibition of shmitah. So that's called a harama. What kind of a harama? That legally, we're talking legally, this is always gehalten, but in the normal course of events, I wouldn't be interested. I'm not interested in having selling the land to an Arab. I want to own the land, and I'm not interested in selling my chametz to the goy either. I want to own the chametz in my house. The only reason why I sell the chametz to the goy is a legal fiction. It means it's legal, it's always gehalten, but the whole thing is only in order to avoid violation of or in order to avoid the violation of the laws of Shemitah. So the term harama appears in the Gemara and the Poskim in two different senses. So the B'chor Shor Amsachim talks about the institution of Mechiras Chametz. So he says that's a harama. He's right, it is a harama. It's a harama in the sense that it's a legal fiction. So he says, the Gemara says in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Testament base that harama is only permissible on a derabbanon, and it's not permissible on a deraisa. So the Meila, the B'chor Shor says, if you're going to sell chametz b'yen, the issue about your rabbi motzeis and issa deraisa. If you're going to sell taruvas chametz, it's according to Rabbi Natan, it's only by your rabbi the rabbanon. So we would only permit mechiras chametz and taruvas chametz. We wouldn't permit mechiras chametz and chametz b'yen. That's what the B'chor Shor writes. The Nesivis lived way after the B'chor Shor. B'chor Shor lived in the days of the Shach. Shach quotes from the B'chor Shor. Shach was in the 1600s, middle of the 1600s, and the Sivis lived way later. The Sivis lived the early 1800s. So he's same time as Rebbe Kivega. He used to correspond with Rebbe Kivega all the time. So the Sivis has in his Tshuvas and Tshuva Aleph, Sivis wrote a sefer on Hilchas Pesach, Mekor Chaim, and he writes that it's permissible to sell all the chametz you want, and I can sell the chametz to a goy, and I can sell him the cow and the canary and all the pets, and tell the goy instructions, make sure you feed the cow chametz on Pesach. No problem. So one of the contemporaries of the Nesivis sent him a letter, Hayitochin, but the Bchor Shor says that it's also, it's Harama and Anisa de Rabbanon. So he says, no, I'm right and he's wrong, he doesn't explain it. And he says, look, if you don't want to accept my Psak Zunta, hey, he writes in his Shavas HaTshuvas, the first Tshuvas about this, to the Bechotcha Rav. So he says, my Psak was Angenum and Becholt Futsis Yisrael. If you don't like it, so go be Machma, and he shows Agamara that it's okay. Has a Gemara in Gittin, I think we learned it, about Harama and the Pidyam Isisheni. Yeah. He says, Agamara in Gittin, that Harama is Mutter, even on their Isis. Alright. What? Yeah. So the Rav used to be machmer for this. Rav used to recommend that people shouldn't sell the taruvas chametz yet for the pchorsha. They shouldn't sell chametz b'yam. They should only sell taruvas chametz. Truth of the matter is, al pi pashtus, that's not the pshat in the gemara. But okay, so getting back over here, Nachamol. So the Chasam Sofer writes a loshen b'havlo in a tshuva, just in a half a line. He writes the mechaber paskin that ei mevatlin isa lechatchila only by the rais and not by the rabbanon. Because you're not allowed to do harama on a deraisa. What does that mean? You're not allowed to do harama on a deraisa. What it means is like this. This is also a legal fiction. Yeah. Let's say if you mix in chazeshmalts into a big pot full of soup, and it's bottled by elef, yishishim, meyor, masayim, elef, way over the ship. It doesn't, it's not nice and tam. So strictly speaking, the halacha says that it's mutter to eat it. But why are you mixing in trefis over here? What you're doing is you're eating trefis with a heta. So that's called a harama. You're eating trefis with a heta. A dreidel. A macht a dreidel.
Yeah.
So that's what the Chiddush Arim in his tshuva points out. Did you realize what the Chasam Sofer said over here? That the Mechaba holds that it's the same as the Bechor Shor. The Chasam Sofer doesn't say anything. Just has a half a line in the tshuva. Just Bahav law, he writes it. So the Chiddush Arim has a whole paragraph on that half a line of the Chasam Sofer. So he says, do you realize what he said? He's saying like the Bchor Shor's Gemara in Shabbos that Harama and Deraisis is Aser, Harama and Derabbanan is Mutter, and he's saying that Ei Mevatlin Isa Lechatchila is not allowed because it's Harama. That's why. What you're doing in effect is you're eating trefis. If the trefis fell in, so what can you do? But if you mix it in, it means that you're using a legal fiction. You're using Bittel Beroy. When some trefis is Bittel Beroy, the din says that it is Mutter, but to mix. If you sell your chametz to the goy, and the goy is your customer, and he bought the chametz, of course it's not by your rabbi matzah. I sell a chametz to the goy, then I'm going to buy it back after Pesach. So this is gemacht adreidel. That's called the harama, legal fiction. So the same is aim of atanis lechatchim. The difficulty is that the Bchor Shor was confusing. That's what the later Acharim pointed out. He confused two different usages of the word harama. One is a legal fiction. One is illegal. The Yeshiva Bacher went on the boat. He made believe that he fell asleep. He didn't. He didn't fall asleep. He was mamish in violation of the Yisra Derabbanan. He went on a boat, knowing he was awake. That's why he went on a boat, in order that the goy should take him to get him across to the other side. He was mamish in violation. So what did the Gemara say that it's mutter? The din is that harama by the Rabbanan is mutter for a non-tzur from Rabbanan also. Harama by the Rabbanan is mutter for. Why? How come the Gemara over there says harama is only mutter for a tzur from the Rabbanan? Only on Talmud Chacham. So the answer is because that's a worse harama. There, he mamish was in violation of the Issa. Except, like we explained several times in Hilchos Shabbos, there are three prohibitions. You're not allowed to do a melacha deraisa, you're not allowed to do a melacha derabbanan, a lot of things on melacha derabbanan. Then a lot of things you're not allowed to do, they're not even a melacha mederabbanan, they're only a gzeira. You're not allowed to do a dover hamutter, even mederabbanan, it's not a melacha. But we prohibit you from doing this act which is not a malacha because we are afraid it's going to lead to a dover ha'osa. So when it comes to a malacha midirabbanon, you're not going to say a tzuvah midirabbanon is allowed to do it if he makes it look like an accident. He's going to make it look as he's going to fake it out and make it look, give the impression as if he's not doing it. No, it's a malacha midirabbanon. You're not allowed to do it. The only time the Gemara says haram is mutter is if it's only a gzera. What's a gzera? We prohibit you from doing a davar mutter. We prohibit an activity which is not even a malacha. On the level of dais, only malachas are prohibited on Shabbos. It's not a malacha to go across to ride a boat. What's the issue? Even the abonon is not a malacha. We prohibit it because one thing will lead to another. When one thing is going to lead to another, does it by an amoret, not by a tamachachem? By the tamachachem, we're going to allow the tamachachem to do it. So all the balabatim, all the amoratim will also do the same thing. So we can't allow that because Yomer Kolas Reikan Asur and Reikan Baisus Matam. You have to make a loy plug. So the Gemara says, but if he's taket sur from the Rabban and he is a Talmud Chacham and he makes it look like an accident, he puts on an act as if he fell asleep, and then he makes believe that he woke up when the boat gets to the other side of the river. So since Sof Kol Sofa is the Talmud Chacham, he is a sur from Rabbanon, he knows what's right and what's wrong. He knows you're not allowed to ride a boat, and he's never going to violate. He knows you're not allowed to fix a broken boat, and he's never going to violate that. He's never going to do a malacha. Novot is exerah de rabbanon. You shouldn't row a boat because you may forget and fix a broken boat. The chashash doesn't apply to him, but because we're afraid other people will learn zechayis from him, and they by them one thing will lead to the other.
Right.
So if he does it in the form of a haroma, this is not a legal fiction. The mamish illegal. If he makes it look like an accident that he really went to sun himself or he went to take a nap and he wakes up on the other side, then you're mata by the rabbanon, not by the raisa. But the other kind of a haroma, legal fiction. Legal fiction is mutter even on a deraisa. Legal fiction is mutter even for non-surv mirabona. It's hetagoma. Why shouldn't it be mutter? What you don't permit harama, I, the Yerushalmi, says in Maisesheni, there's a perik in Maseches Maisesheni, Mishnayis. So there's one perik that starts, Ketzim Arimim Ala Maisesheni Livdosa Belochomish. If I'm the farmer, and I have all the bushels of Tvue, and I'm Afresh Shumagdoyla, Maiserishin, Maisesheni, so if I want to bring the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, is good. If it's too heavy, if it's too difficult, so I'm paid down to money, and I bring the money to Yerushalayim. So if I'm paid my own Maaseh Sheni, the halacha says it has to be Maaseh Chaymish. If I sell the Maaseh Sheni to someone else, and they're paying for it, they don't have to be Maaseh Chaymish. So the Mishnah tells you an advice. How can I avoid being Maaseh Chaymish? Kate said, Ma'arimim ala Maaseh Sheni. So the Mishnah is, print that in Eitzah, how to beat the system. How to use a dreidel in order to avoid the din in the Torah. So the Yerushalmi says, you're permitted to do harame. We allow harame. The Yerushalmi says, only over here. This is the one and only exception to the rule. That's the Yerushalmi that the Bechotcherov quoted. How can you permit mechiras chameh? The Yerushalmi state, we only permit harame in this one and only case. Which is the case where we allow harame? By pidyon ma'aseh sheni livdosa b'lo chomesh, they save yourself a couple of dollars. Why do we permit it? Because the chumash says there, what motivates the farmer to be paid to his Maaseh Sheni? Why doesn't he bring it to Yerushalayim? Because it says, because you had so much bounty, so much tvua grew, so much, and it's going to be so expensive to bring it, it'll be a tircha. So the Yerushalmi says, since bracha ksivbe, the Chumash uses the expression bracha, there's so much grew, and you live so far from Yerushalayim, and the transportation is going to be so expensive, so much of a tircha. Therefore, the Torah gives you a break that you can be paid in Maaseh Sheni. So Yerushalmi says, since Ksiv Bei Bracha, since the Chumash speaks of a bracha in connection with Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, so included in the bracha is that you have a right to do harameh and to give your money to someone else, to a good friend of yours, and ask them to be paid in your Maaseh Sheni, so you won't have to be Maaseh Chumash. If I give the money to someone else, he may walk off with the money. I give him the money with no strings attached. I give you the money. You may decide, I gave you a lot of money. You walk off with the money. So you'll never be paid in my Sheni. So I give the money to a very good friend of mine. I know he's not going to cheat me. He's not going to run away. So then he'll be paid in my Sheni without being my Chaymish. So that's really a haram in the sense that's a legal fiction. That's a legal fiction. So Yerushalmi says the only time you permit a legal fiction is over here with respect to saving yourself the Tosefes Chomish. So I, this is the legal fiction, this is not illegal, meretach legal fiction. I gave the money to someone else, and Yerushalmi says we only permitted by saving yourself to chaymish. Never in other cases you're not allowed to do haram. See, doesn't this indicate that the Bchor Shor is right? That we don't allow haram by a din deraisa, not only by an illegal activity, even by a legal fiction, you also don't allow. So the Achrayim say, no, that's a chilek between a mitzvah sesin and a mitzvah slay sesin. There the Yerushalmi is making a chilek by harama, legal fiction, on a mitzvah sesin. When you're paid a mitzvah sheni, you say a bracha shikar, the shonam mitzvah sesin, I'll pay you a mitzvah sheni. And it's a special mitzvah to be mitzvah chaymish. So if you're going to give, I'm going to give my money to a good friend of mine, that he should be paid a mitzvah sheni without the sefis chaymish, so I'm avoiding proper fulfillment of the mitzvah. The truth of the matter is that it's my money and it's my Maaseh Sheni. I really should be Maaseh Chaymish. So that's the That's the full way to fulfill the mitzvah in the normal fashion. I have the money and I have the ma'aser sheni, so I'm supposed to be Moshe Chodesh. I want to save myself some money, so I give my money to this good friend of mine, and I ask him, you'll be paid in the ma'aser sheni. So I'm really not fulfilling the mitzvah b'shleimusa the way the halacha should have required. I did an act of haram, a legal fiction, in order to patter myself from a mitzvah. So Yerushalmi fek the hakasha. Sof kosof, you left without the mitzvah. Let's say, Lamashal, there's only one esrig in the whole village. And I take the esrig and I throw it in the ocean. So what kind of, before Yontif. So what kind of shtus is that? So no one has an esrig now. There's only one shmura matzah and I throw it, I flush it down the toilet. So you'll be left without any matzah. So where's the chokhmah? Oynes rachmanet patri. Once you don't have an esrig, you don't have a matzah, of course you have nothing. So that doesn't make any sense to do an act to prevent yourself from having the ability to fulfill a mitzvah. That's stupid. So you're not supposed to do that. If you have it in a normal course of events, you have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah, so do the mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi says the only time the Mishnah recommends it, and the only time the Mishnah is mefarsim, keitad malarim marivim malam maaseh shein uvdos mandor chomesh, is only to save yourself the tosefes chomesh, because baruch haksidbe. Apostle the chomesh says ki yivarecha Hashem akecha, do whatever you can to save yourself money. By b'chor behema also. Oh, so that's what Tosfos points out in the beginning of B'chor San Gimel Amid Beis, that it's a difference. B'chor behema is like this. B'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, if a farmer has a b'chor born, b'chor behema Torah, so he's supposed to bring it as a carpet in the beis hamikdash. What if he makes a shutfis with a goy? So then the din is that there's no kedushas b'chor behema Torah. So what prompted him, what motivated him to make the shutfis with a goy? If for business purposes he needs a partner, and the goy has enough money, he can't find another Jew who has money, or he trusts the goy more than he trusts another Jew, whatever. That's his business partner. He always does business with this goy, so he wants to have the farm should also be b'shutfis. So that's nothing wrong with that. Business is business. He can take whomever he wants. If it turns out that because he has a shutfis with the goy, the whole institution of b'chor behema Torah doesn't apply. Nisht is nisht. So he's not mechuyav b'chor behema Torah. But if he makes a shutzvus with the goy just only in order to kanai, in order to become rid of the mitzvah b'chor behema Torah, so then the Gemara says that you're not allowed to do. And the Gemara says one of the chachamim did it, and he was punished. All of his behemoths dropped dead as a punishment for trying to do the harama. What he did was a legal fiction. He made a shutzvus with the goy before the blog was born. Even though it's a legal fiction, it was legal. But since it was a harama on a mitzvah deraisa, right, he's in violation of the spirit law. It's not in violation of the lateral law, but it's in violation of the spirit law, and a blaiptach without the mitzvah. So there he was punished. But Tosfos says, Bizman hazeh, we don't have the option of bringing the b'chor as the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So if we're going to let the b'chor be born, what are you going to do with it? You have to wait till it gets a mum. And you're not allowed to make a mum. So the likelihood is that it may stand around for a couple of years till it's going to get a mum. It may never get a mum. And the likelihood is that if it's going to hang around the farm, someone's probably going to use the b'chor and violate the yisim mila. Someone will violate it.
It was causing damage. You couldn't do anything to
it. Right.
It was jumping around, was causing damage.
Right. So I think Tosfos is really worried about, the Bela is worried about violating averis. Mm-hmm. So he wants the Bizman hazeh, Tosfos says, it's a mitzvah to make a shutzvus with the goy, to do the harame in order to save people from violating the averes. Nobody should be over on me'ile. No one should be nenem in a hegdish from the b'chor behema Torah. So Tosfos in Chorus Dav Gimel and Beis says, what motivated you? The halacha depends on what motivated you to do your harame. When you make a shutzvus with a goy just for the purpose of getting rid of the din of b'chor behema Torah, that's called harama. If I make a shutzvus with a goy, kadai, that's the way I run my business. That's not called harama. But if the only reason why I'm making a shutzvus is in order to get rid of the din of b'chor behema Torah, that's called harama. That's a legal fiction. So if it's bizman amigdosh, when I had an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah, and I do harama and I get rid of the mitzvah, that you're not allowed to do. But if it's bizman hazeh, the motivation for the harama is to spare myself violation of the yisurim, so that Tosfos says that's perfectly okay. So that's the pashtus by the mechiras chometz also. When we sell a chometz to the goy, what are we angling for? What are we trying to accomplish? We don't want to fulfill a mitzvah of Tashbisu. No. Everybody leaves over a little chametz that they don't sell to the guy, and then they burn a bag full of chametz or a carton, a couple of cartons full of chametz. They burn. They have leftover chametz. They burn that chametz. What we're angling for is that we shouldn't have bal yirah, bal yimotza on all of this chametz. So that's a harama. The mechiras chametz is a harama in order to avoid violation of bal yirah, bal yimotza. It's not a harama in order to get rid of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu, we're going to be mekayim. What is a bigger mitzvah of Tashbisu to burn a ton of chametz as opposed to burning a pound of chametz? The stam is not correct. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is the same, whether you have a ton of chametz or a pound of chametz. Not, you don't enhance the mitzvah by having more chametz to burn on Erev Pesach. However much chametz you have left on Erev Pesach that you didn't dispose of, so when you destroy that chametz, that's the kima mitzvah of Tashbisu. If you have a pound, the mitzvah is to burn a pound. If you have a ton, the mitzvah is to burn a ton. It's not that the mitzvah is going to be bigger and fatter if you're going to burn more chametz. So that's why Al Pi Pashtus, that Bechor Shor is very shver. Bechor Shor quoted that, the whole Bechor Shor, but the whole Chasam Sofer, the whole thing is very shver. They quoted the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes, that the Gemara distinguishes between Haram and Adaraisa, Haram and Adarabbanon, and then they applied it to Mechiras Chametz, and they applied it to Emavat and Isla Chathchila. Very shver. Mechiras Chametz is a legal fiction. It's legal. Beetle Yisurim is a it is legal. Legal, there is Allah. Yisurim Abotler. The Talmud Chacham and the Tzurim Rabbanon, who may believe that he fell asleep on the boat on the ferry, till he went across on the other side, he was mamish in violation of the Gzera de Rabbanon. So that's why we only permitted by a Tzurim de Rabbanon if he makes it look like an accident. And he knows that you're not allowed to fix a broken boat. So by him, there's no chashash that doing this activity will lead to the Issa. Nor is there a hashash that everybody will learn zachos from him that they're all allowed to do it. He made it look like an accident. So that's why it's mutter over there. That's a special case. But when you talk about harameh in the sense of a legal fiction, there the pashta says you shouldn't be mechalik between a deraisa de rabbanon. You should rather be mechalik between a mitzvah sese and a mitzvah loy sese. That's like the taisis in the beginning of Chayres. So that's what's shver about this word. It sounds razzle dazzle what the chedusha rim said pshat. He may be right, and maybe that's what the Chasam Sofer meant. Chasam Sofer writes, according to the Mechaber, Eim Avat Nisla Hatchila Bederaisa, because it's Harama Bederaisa. And maybe that's what the Chasam Sofer meant, but it's very difficult, because this kind of Harama Bederaisa is Mutter. This is a legal fiction, and it's a Loi Sese. It's not Mevatla Mitzvah Sese. It's not to violate a Loi Sese. So what do I care? If by hook or by crook, I'm not in violation of the Averis. It is untay. As long as I'm not being Mevatla Mitzvah. Anyway, we don't even pass like the Mechaber. We pass like the Ramah, B'Shem HaRosh, that the only time you say that B'Derabbanon is Mevatlin is only if it's going to be Mikli Koli Yisur, only if it's an Issa D'Rabbanon Kal. What's that? Has to be Ikora D'Rabbanon, Taisa said. And number two, you're only gaining pleasure from the Issur after it's going to be all consumed already, after it's going to be all burnt up.
Can't we just say that Mikle Kulu, it will never get around to being a Duba Sheish Lemakirin?
Yeah, that's the Pasha of Shat and the Gemara. So this Svara, Mikle Kuli Suri, only comes to answer the second question. I is the Hadavish Sheish Lematirin, so they said, no, Michael Yiskalkel.
By the time the Zman will come around, when
the logs won't be here anymore, the logs won't exist. That's the Pasha of Shat and the Gemara, that answer, Mikle Kuli Suri, only came to answer the second question. Doesn't come to answer the first question. That's how the Mechaber holds, but the Ramah quotes from the Rosh that it's not so. That the answer, Mikli Kol Yisur, even answers the first question. How does it answer the first question? So what it means is that just like Taisa said, Ikora de Rabbanon is a lower level de Rabbanon than Ikora de Araisa, so this even lessens the Yisa. Like a trade de Rabbanon is a lower level than a Chad de Rabbanon. A Shuz de Shvuz is a lesser Yisa than a Chad de Rabbanon. Here, if it's a mikli koli yisuri, you only get anoa, you only get pleasure from it. If it's all consumed, that's a lower level isa derabbanon than other derabbanon. We're trying to knock down the isa derabbanon to a low level, and then you say that mevatlan isa derabbanon lachatchil. That's the Gemara. Okay. Now the Gemara starts another topic. What's the din? Itmar, about three lines before the wide lines. And Abdallah on the base, three lines above the wide lines. Shagolis, 2 days Pesach, or 2 days Shavuos, or 2 days Sukkot, or 2 days Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. What's the din? Beitzah Shenol de Bozeh. Muteres Bozeh, or Asura Bozeh. The beitza annulled on the first day. Is it mutter on the second day, or is it us? In Chumash, you only have one day yontif. No such thing as 2 days yontif. No such thing. A kedushas hayom that lasts for 48 days. You don't have such
hours.
A thing.
48 hours.
48 hours. You don't have a kedushas hayom for 48 hours. So should I say midirabbanan? They made a yontif sheni shel golis. That's lachud. Yontif rishon is separate, and yontif sheni separate. So whatever beitza shenold on yontif rishon is also till the end of yontif rishon. But Yantav Sheni is not a hemshech from Yantav Rishon. Or should I say no? That it's a Yom HaRichter. Should I say it's a Yom HaRichter? So the Gemara says, Shneyam Taim Shal Goli is Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh Muter is Bazeh. Rav holds that it's Muter. Why? Because Yantav Sheni Shal Goli is, the Gemara explains, Yantav Sheni Shal Goli is was Niskan by the Chachamim Imonav Shach. Because of his Sveka de Yoyma. It's not that 2 days in a row. Either the first day is Chodesh and the second day is Chol, or if the second day is Chodesh, the first day is Chol, but it's for sure it's not 48 hours straight in a row. How can you say Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, that it's a Beitza Shenolda Biyantav on the first day remains Osir Mukta till the end of the second day? That's impossible. There is no 2 days. Even Allah Almighty is no 2 days. It's a Sveka the Yoyma. Do you treat the first day as Yantav and the second day as Chol, or the first day is Erev Yantav and the second day is Yantav? But it can't be Asura Bazeh. And Ravasi disagrees, says no, Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. Ravasi says no, that it's 2 days in a row with one long Kedusha Sayyim. It's a Hemshech, the Kedusha Sayyim goes for 48 hours, Midir Rabbanon, Midir Torah. Of course there is no such thing. But Midir Rabbanon, Ravasi sounds like he holds that it's a Yom HaRichter. Freg Digmar, Neymar Kesov Ravasi. You mean to say that Ravasi is of the opinion Kedusha Achasi, that it's a Hemshech, Midir Rabbanon, that it goes straight for 48 hours? We don't do that. Ravasi used to say, when we live in Chutz Loretz, and we have 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Shmini Atzeres, 2 days Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So whenever we have 2 days Yontif, we say Kiddush the first night and the second night, but we don't say Avdol in between.
No.
Once you say Avdol, the first day is Yontif Deraisa, the second day is Yontif Derabbana. That could be a new consideration. So the Gemara presents the issue. You're introducing a new svara that the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch quotes. If you're going to say Abdal in between the first day and the second day, it's going to be a dead giveaway. Everybody, all the Balabatim will realize, the first day is Yantav there. I said the second day is a fake. It's only the Rabbanan. In order that people shouldn't be mezalzel, so we better do away with the havdala. We better not say havdala. Havdala matzoy yontav, is that the raisa? Is that the rabbanon? That's the shaila. Havdala matzoy Shabbos, hashaila. Is it the raisa or the rabbanon? The Gemara says that kiddush is the raisa on Shabbos. It never says yontav. The Gemara says kiddush on Shabbos is the raisa. It says in Aseres Adibis in Parshas Yisro, Zohar is Yom Shabbos Lekatra, and Zohar doesn't only mean to remember the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos, Zohar means Lahaskir, to mention. You should mention the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos by reciting Kiddush. So there's a Machloikis in the Rishayim. What about Kiddush on Yontav? Is Kiddush on Yontav also the Araisa, or Kiddush on Yontav is the Rabbanan? The Pashab Shat in the Rambam is that Kiddush on Yontav is also the Araisa. And the Rambam says, because all of the Amim Taifim are called Shapsas Hashem, Shikulam Shapsas Hashem. Because by Sfira Seimer it says, Svartam Hashem, Machras HaShabbos, and it doesn't mean Sunday, Machras HaShabbos means Matzah Yontif. So you see in the Chumash that the word Shabbos sometimes means Yontif. So the Rambam says, when you have the Pasuk Zohar, Yom Shabbos Lakatshoi, Shesis Yom Tavod, obviously it's talking about Shabbos, Bereshis, Saturday. It's talking about the Kedusha, what we call Shabbos. But also included in the Zohar is all the Yavim Tavim as well. So the Rambam sounds like he holds that Kiddush on Yontav is the Rais. And the Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam says, not all the Rishonim agree. There are those who hold that Kiddush on Yontav is only the Rabbanon. Then it's an Asik, what about Havdolah Matzoi Shabbos? It says Havdolah Matzoi Shabbos is the Rais of the Rabbanon. So the Rambam sounds like he says, Zohar Sam Shabbos Lakatcha Lahaskir Kedusha Sayyam Samach Liknisasai V'samach Litziyasai. Soon around the time that Shabbos is entering and near the time that Shabbos goes away. You should mention Kiddush, you should mention Avdolah. So the Rambam writes that as the Raisa, Kiddush and Avdolah, it sounds for now, Kiddush and Avdolah, Shabbos and Yontav, all four. Pashav Shad. Kiddush and Avdolah, Shabbos and Yontav, everything is the Raisa based on that same Pasuk of Zohar Yom Shabbos Lakatcha. The Magen Mishnah again says that not everybody agrees by Avdolah. different 2 days in Taisus. Taisus has one opinion that Havdalah is not their rice. Havdalah is not their rice. But Pasha Pshat Neramim is that Havdalah is their rice. So here.
But the corner from the bottom is that the second day should be the same, have the same din as the first.
Yeah, that's no, but here the shaila is if you should assume Havdalah and so Yontav is their rice.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Havdalah, I'm talking about general.
Okay. But let's see, if you should assume Havdalah Mitzvah Yontav is Deraisa. So what's over here? Why don't we fulfill the Mitzvah Sesa Deraisa reciting Havdalah after the first day Yontav is over? Why do we wait till the second night? Second night is Farfal, you're not Yotze. Lechore. Are you Yotze Havdalah
Mitzvah?
Mitzvah Shabbos, the Gemara says you can say up until Tuesday night. Why? Because the Gemara says the week has 6 days of Yemos HaChol. So the first 3 days after Shabbos are called Basa Shabbata, and the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, are called Mekame Shabbata. So the Gemara says the first 3 days are called Basa Shabbata, so you can say Havdalah up until Tuesday afternoon, Shkia time. Once it gets Lila, Tuesday night, that's already Mekame Shabbata. So the Gemara never says, what about Havdalah Amatsoi Yontav? How late? The Minchas Chinuch raises the issue. How late is one permitted to recite Havdalah? How long after Yontif is one permitted to recite Havdalah? You say, look, between Pesach and Shavuos is 49 days, so you divide it in half. So you can say Havdalah up until 24 days after. You always go halfway. So a Matzoi, let's say, Pesach, the first day Pesach to the second day Pesach, you have 5 days Chalamoy. First day Sukkot to the last day Sukkot, you have 6 days Chalamoid in Eretz Yisrael.
But after Sukkot,
so you always divide it in half. That's what did you? You always divide it in half. Or maybe that's only by Shabbos. He says maybe that's only a vote by Shabbos.
Unless you have Shabbos and Shabbos, or Shabbos Chalamoid, it wouldn't necessarily be 6 days.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch is bar. He's not sure. Maybe you can only say Havdalah Mitzvah Yontif. Maybe you can say all day long till Shkia the next day. Maybe you can say a whole day the next day till let's say Pesach is over Yontav is over on a Wednesday, so you can say Havdalah Wednesday night, Thursday till Thursday night. Maybe you have a whole day, maybe you only have that night, maybe you have a whole day, maybe you have three days, maybe you have halfway till the next Yontav. He's not sure what it is. The Achrenim are not sure. They have no rights what it is. So that's the question that they raise over here. So if Havdalah and Yontav is only midirabbanon, or if Havdalah in general is only midirabbanon, Havdalah and Yontav is only midirabbanon, so hey mamru v'hey mamru, the Chachamim made a takani should observe Yontav Sheni, so they have a right to do away with Havdalah midirabbanon. But if you hold like the Rambam seems to hold, that Shabbos and Yontav, Kiddush and Havdalah, all four are their rice, so why don't we say Havdalah in between the first day Yontav and the second day Yontav? So in Shulchan Aruch, the official reason that's given is Keich Adalol is Alzulibbe. In other words, Yesh Keich Diyar Chachamim Lakadov Ben Atar B'Shevi Al Tase. Like the Chachamim had the authority to tell us not to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, not to shake a lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, and so on. Yesh Keich Diyar Chachamim Lakadov Ben Atar B'Shevi Al Tase. L'migda Milsef, they're afraid that someone's going to violate an Avir. So he wrote, so they told us, don't be mekayim the mitzvah of Havdalah. But that explanation that it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the official explanation that's given. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, Ravasi did say Havdalah. Ravasi did say Havdalah in between the first day and the second day. The Gemara says, what should it depend on? Whether one should say Havdalah or not. So the Gemara says it should depend on the question, is it Kedusha Achas, when the Chachamim instituted this Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, is it Kedusha Sayyam that lasts for 48 hours? So what are you saying Havdalah for? The Kedusha Sayyam is not over. You don't say Havdalah in the middle of Shabbos, the middle of Yontav. You have to wait till after the whole period of Kedusha Sayyam is over. So if you hold that it's Kedusha Achas, so you're supposed to save your Havdalah till it's all over. But if you hold it's not Kedusha Achas, it's a Sveika de Yoyma, so then you should say Havdalah after the first day. You should say Havdalah. Maybe the first day was Yontav. Maybe the second day was Yontav. You say Havdalah after the first day. Say Havdalah after the second day. So the Gemara has a stira. Ravasi holds, no, the Bozeh Asura Bozeh. Ravasi holds that the Beit Shinold on the first day Yantav is Asar, on the Yantav Sheni Shogoli is. Why is it Asar? Obviously, he thinks that the 48 hours are one Kedushas. One Kedushas, so he should save Abdullah till the end. How come Rav Asi himself said Abdullah twice? He said Abdullah between the first day and the second day, then he said Atzveitim all Abdullah after the second day. That shows that he holds that there's two separate Shtei Kedushas. How come all the year he holds Kedushah, and there he holds Shtei Kedushas? So the Gemara answers on the second white line, no contradiction. Rav Asi said, Pukim is Apkelei, Bavit Hachaluchumer, Bachaluchumer. Abbasi is not sure what the nature of the takana the Rabbanim was. Did they make a takana that is 48 hours solid? Did they make a takana separate? Speka the Yayma or one long? So if he's not sure, so you always go Lechumre. So you go Lechumre, so you say Abdullah twice. And you go Lechumre, and you say Nol de Bazeh, Asur de Bazeh.
Speka the Rabbanim, you don't go.
Why not say Speka the Rabbanim? Wait a minute, why not say Speka the Rabbanim? You're asking a very good tash. Okay, I think he's asking. Let's see. What do you mean? Sveka the rabbanim should go to kula on the muktzeh. So mustamas adali sheish lamat here and wait to eat the beitzah until the night after the second night. Right. He's asking a good tash. Brachal of atollah. Brachal of atollah. He said Abdullah twice. If you're not sure whether whether it's one long kedusha sayayin for 48 hours, so you only say Abdullah after the 48 hours are over. Oh no, you got to say Abdullah twice if you're not sure. So Misaf, you can say two brachas Abdullah.
So maybe say the same bracha. You say the same bracha.
Kiddush, it could be that even if it's Yom Arich, even if it's Kiddush Achas, you still say Kiddush twice.
Like Shabbos,
that's not a problem.
No, that's a different.
So here the Sheet Mekubetz is on Beitza Estakasha. Sheet Mekubetz is on Beitza. There is a safe Sheet Mekubetz on Beitza, Likot Rishon. So the Sheet Estakasha, if it's Sepukim is Safkelei, Zil Obed Hachel Lechumra, Hachel Lechumra, and a Safik Brachas, you go Lechumra. What is he saying? Havdallah twice? He says Havdallah Metzoy the first day Yontav, and Havdallah Metzoy the second day Yontav.
How do you know that he said the second day Yontav Havdallah? Maybe he didn't. It only says Zuluchum Safkalei Zuluchum. You got the egg is Musafik Lerab Abdullah. The first night he made out of Abdullah. The second night he didn't.
No. Chayetz Abkiret. What's he? You got to say Abdullah on Friday night, then he won't say Matzoi Shabbos. He didn't even begin yet. But the night after the second day Yantav Yizichah, got to say Abdullah. The Shaila is, does he say in between? Does he say Abdullah in between the first and the second also? But after the second night, for sure he says Abdullah.
You can make Abdullah that general part.
So the Rishonim and Achayim give two different answers on this kash. So the Sheitim Kubet says over here that Abdullah and Yontav is a deraisa, like the Rambam, Kiddush and Abdullah, Shabbos and Yontav, all four are deraisa. And suffik the rice of lechumer, even though it's a bracha. That's a person ate a whole meal. He ate kidei sviya. And his obligation to recite Birchas Hamazon is a mitzvah, sesem in HaTorah. And then he's so drunk at the end, he's not sure Purim. He's not sure if he benched or not. But for sure, he ate kidei sviya. For sure, he was obligated to bench in HaTorah. So it says in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, you got to bench over. If you're not sure whether you benched or not, you have to bench over. I suffic brachas lahavkil. It doesn't apply by bracha deraisa. So the Sheitim Kubetzes claims over here that the answer to the kasha is that Havdolah Matzah Yontav is deraisa, and you say suffic deraisa lechumra, even though you got to say a bracha, you have no brera, you must say a bracha. And others answer, no, you're not saying a bracha, you're saying Matay de Yenu. You're not saying a separate bracha. He's just in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. Shal Yantav is going to say, we say Batay Diyenu when it's Matzoi Shabbos. Because we don't say Havdalah in between the first day and the second day. But if Rav Asi holds, you got to say Havdalah. So he said Batay Diyenu on every 2 days Yantav, the second night Yantav, he said Batay Diyenu. That was the Havdalah. So he didn't say an independent bracha. He said Askar in the middle. He said Askar. He says Bracha Mabda Mikodesh Lechol, Belisha and Amalhu, God for Avram, something like that. That's what Achreinim answered that kash. But the Sheitim Kubetz is quotes Teretz from the Rishonim that they hold that Havdalah Metzoy Yontav is deraisa. What the answer is depends on what the nature of Havdalah Metzoy Yontav is. Is Havdalah Metzoy Yontav a real din deraisa? Then there's no problem Safik Brachas Lahachmer. And a Bracha deraisa, you say Safik Brachas Lahachmer. But if you hold Havdalah Mitzvah Yontov is only the Rabbanon, then you got to say that he said it without a Shem or Malchus. We assume it's only the Rabbanon. Tosfos quotes, right, the Magen Avraham points out the Rambam sounds like he understood the Gemara Kipshuto that Bracha Levatol is Derais. A problem? I don't know, it's a problem. But in Shulchan Aruch we assume like Tosfos that Bracha Levatol is only the Rabbanon. Yeah. What is the issue over here? Whether 2 days Yontif is Dusha Achas, or 2 days Yontif is a Sveika Diyoma, is it one long Dusha Sayyam that lasts for 48 hours? Or do you say no? It's a Sveika Diyoma, either the first day is Yontif, the second day is Chol, or the second day is Yontif, the first day is Chol. What does that depend on? So Rashi here, if you read the Rashi, Rashi repeats his Pshat a few times. Rashi has a fantastic original interpretation over here. He says, and he says with the Hemshech HaGemara like that, he says it depends whether Yontif Sheni Shel Galus is a real Din Derabbanan or it's only a minig. We know the Gemara asks later, five lines from the bottom, the Gemara says V'hashta diyadinam bikviya diyarcho. Hashta is a technical term in the Talmud Bavli that means it's an issue that was brought up by the later Amoraim. The later Amoraim say, Bizman is a hashta, the Adina, and Rav Shmuel wouldn't ask this question. Rav Shmuel lived at a time there was still Mekadosh al Pi Ariya, till the days of Abai Verove. Till the days of Abai Verove, they were still, Abai Verove lived in Bovel, but the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael were still Mekadosh al Pi Ariya, until a lifetime, until the middle of the lifetime of Abai Verove. That's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. In the second paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam quotes it both in the Yad HaChazaka and in the Sefer Mitzvot. That till the days of Abai Verove, they still continued to be Mekadosh as HaChodesh al Pi Ariya. And then Hillel Sheni in Eretz Yisrael was the Nasi, and he was in the Sak and the Luach like we have today. And from that time on, you don't have to be Mekadosh al Pi Ariya. You don't have to have witnesses come and testify to the new Levana. It goes automatically. Everything happens automatically. So the Gemara says, Vahashta, now, after the days of Hillel Hashemi, Fiyadina, Mikviyadiyach, we know when Rosh Chodesh falls out. You have printed calendars years in advance. So what in the world are you observing Yontif Sheni Shel Galus for? Yontif Sheni is because of the Sveika D'Yoma. Now there's no Sveika D'Yoma. Buy a calendar and you'll know when it is. So the Gemara says, Yishum, Nisholchum, Itam, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, when they instituted the Luach. So they asked the Mashiach, what's going to be with the Yontif Sheni Shel Galus? No more Sveika D'Yoma. Yishulchum, Itam, they sent a letter from there, Itam, from there to Bavel. And the letter said, "Hizara b'minig avisech and b'yadech." You should continue to observe the practice of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. Here, there's a big machlekes harishonim in Gemara Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav. How do you read the word? It's a minig. Yontif Sheni Shel Galus today is only a minig. That's what he says. Hizara b'minig avisech and b'yadech. It's only a minig.
Now
or do you say no? It used to be a minig. Minig means a practice. Minig doesn't always
mean. Before was certainly not a minig. Minig is only shach to say afterward. Before was philosophic.
Before, when they still had the Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyariya, it was only a minig?
No, this was a sophic, a philosophic.
So let's go slowly. In Taisvis, in Sukkah, and Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara says, in Hashanah Rabbah, we clap Hashanah. Hashanah, what you do with the Hashanah? Whether you wave the Hashanah or you clap the Hashanah? So the Gemara says, Chibut HaRava. Chibut HaRava is two pshotim. So we do both. We clap the Hashanah and we wave the Hashanah. So the Gemara says, that Chibut HaRava, is that a minig Nevi'im? Is that only a minig? Or is that a Yisoid Nevi'im? Is that a takana? My nafkemina, whether it's a minig or a takana, whether you say a bracha. If it's a takana, the Rabbanon. Then you say, Asher Kiddushanah b'mitzoseh v'tzivanah, even on a takana, the Rabbanon. Echem tzivanu? Well, however you say, Kitshanim Satsivanaha, Blotus Neres Chanakam, Nikra Megillah, Shalavich Yagencha, whatever the mocker is, we say. But if it's only a minig, then the Gemara seems to say, Pashim Shalim, you don't say bro. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Chavit Chavit Voloid Baruch, the Amoraim all shook the Hishinahs, they didn't say a brocha. Ishmamino, that's only a minig, it's not a takana. So Taisa says, but on Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, we know it's only a minig. As it says today, after the days of Abai Verava, we have a luach. So the observance of Yontif Sheni today is only a minig. As it says here, Yizara b'minig avisecha miyadechem. It doesn't even say that, right? It says you should continue the minig that your forefathers had. Sounds like it used to be a minig. I don't know, but Taisa says he see from Magdamar that Yontif Sheni b'zman hazeh is a minig. So if Yontif Sheni is a minig, how can we say brocha? Shekudeshana b'mitzvos and tzivanu alachilas matzah. by the second Seder, not Lachilas Mora. What kind of, and you say a bracha on halal on the second day on the Bishik Rishonim and the Sosu Vitzibonu. On a minig, how do you say a bracha? So Tosis works very hard to be Miyashiv the Kasha. The Ran on the Rif, on Sukkah, and Daphne Rav, so he doesn't know what's Shver. That was the text of the letter that they wrote. That the letter never meant that Yontav Sheni today is a minig. No, Yontav Sheni is a regular bona fide takonah de Rabbanon. The word minig means practice. Yeah. He said that Tosis took it out of context. He says the word in the Gemara just means continue the practice of your forefathers. Your forefathers always observe Yom Tov Sheni, and you should continue to observe the practice of Yom Tov Sheni. Practice doesn't have to be a minig. Din de Rabbanon, of course he said bracha, no problem. So it's a machlek, is the Ran and Taisvis, whether the observance of Yom Tov Sheni, Bizman Hazeh, what do you mean Bizman Hazeh? After the Takanas Aluach, after Hillel HaSheni in Eretz Yisrael, who was a contemporary Abayva Rav in Bovil, when he instituted the Luach, and there's no more Sveka D'Yoma, why do we still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni? Tosfos understood in the Gemara that it's only Mitam Minig, and the Ran understands that it's a Takanas Rabbanon. But before they had the Luach Kavua, and they observed Yom Tov Sheni, that was only a minig. That was a Sveika D'Yoma. They simply, the people who lived far away, they didn't know when Yom Tov was. So isn't that a Sveika D'Raisa? Right, the Goyim write like that. And the Tshuvas Hagoyim, they write, who started Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? So the Gemara never says when it began. So the Goyim write such a lashon, that after the Shevish Akivshu, after they conquered Eretz Israel, so the Reuben and God, the Chatz and Shevet HaMalashe, went back to Eibar Yardei, and then he bid them, Yeshua B'dun, bid them farewell, and then he said, don't forget to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, because you're never going to know when Yom Tov is. Goodbye. So that's what the Gaina made it, that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias was instituted by Yeshua B'dun. From the very beginning it started. 7 years after they entered Eretz Israel, he told them that they should observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Okay, that's what he says. So all those years, from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but they had Jews far away from the Beis Avad, from the Beis Nagodol, so they didn't know when Yom Tov was, till the days of Abai v'Rabbe. What was the story Yom Tov Sheni? It was a real Sveika D'Raisa. It was a real Sveika D'Raisa. That's the question. It was a real Sveika D'Raisa all along. So that's what the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash, and the, what is it called?
Heimik Dover.
So the Heimik Dover on Chumash on Parshas Emor by the Yomim Tovim, he raises a question that we never find that they fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. There are 2 days every other Yom Kippur. How come they didn't fast 2 days Yom Kippur?
But then they knew already.
By the time it came Yom Kippur, everybody knew already. It wouldn't appear so. They still had 2 days Sukkot. They still had 2 days Sukkot.
You have a master that they came to Google and they fasted and they didn't, they ate already. Yeah.
And they were eating on the wrong day. Yeah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof. They were eating on the Yom Tzomer Rav the Bnei Marov. They were eating on the day that in Eretz Yisrael they were fasting.
You keep it depends on pound 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. Whenever you start Rosh Hashanah.
But you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so why don't you have 2 days Yom Kippur? That's the Netziv Shaila. How come? You find in Yerushalmi, you find in Babli also, some of the Amoraim did Chassidim, Anshei Maise, they were private tzidkis to have 2 days Yom Kippur, but not for the masses. Why is that?
10 days after Maise.
Oh, so in Shulchan Aruch they say it's a suffix takonis nefashis. Rosh Hashanah Chumash is only one day. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah Chumash is only one day. So why, how come you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah?
It's only
so how come you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah? We'll get to that. That's the next time. Okay.
But otherwise they had only also 1 day. So every time you had Rosh Hashanah, you counted to the 10th day and you had Yom Kippur. That's it.
But his question is, before they made the Ruach, before they made the Luach, and they had Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, it was a real Sveika D'Yoma. Now it's no longer Sveika D'Yoma. But at one time there was a real Sveika D'Yoma. So how come only Chassidim Anshei Maise fasted 2 days Yom Kippur? Why didn't they recommend that everybody should fast? So Shulchan Aruch says it's suffix sakana. A lot of people will drop that. So tell them not to, they should eat. Pachas mikishir, they shouldn't do malacha. You don't find that they did that chumra either. No one should do malacha. How come? So the Netziv claims that it was never really a speka deraisa l'chumra.
even
from the days of Yeshua Benu until the days of Abai Rav, even Bisman Shekitcha Piyaria. Why? Because he says, the Gemara says, Mimoy says, Rielach Lo Matzino Elo Meuber. The Elo always has 29 days. Very rare, extremely rare, maybe once in 1,000 years, that Elo has 30 days. And Adar HaSamach LeNissan also has 29 days. The Adar, the last Adar that's next to Nissan, only has 29 days. Once in a while, the Bez may decide to make Elul into 30 days, may decide to make other HaSamach LeNissan into 30 days. Okay. Other HaSamach LeNissan, yeah. So since Rov Pa'amim Elul Ruba Deruba, we know that Elul is going to be Chaser, it's going to be 39 days. So Mikra Adin Daraisa, I know when Rosh Hashanah is, I know when Yom Kippur, I know when Sukkot, I know Pesach and Shavuos, I know everything. We know everything. Because we know already when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. By the time it comes the end of Elul, we know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. By the time it comes Rosh Chodesh
Nissan,
we know already when Rosh Chodesh Adar was. Or by the time it's going to come Pesach, we will. It's already a month and a half. We already will have figured out where Rosh Chodesh Adar was. So since the Rov Pa'amim, the Ruba was that Adar HaSamach LeNissan is Chaser 29 days. And Elul is 29 days. So in Atari you have a right to follow the right. So the whole institution of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus Zman Se Kitchu Al Pi Ariya was never deraisa either. What was that? Was that a derabbanon? Mechtavek. There was never a sfeika deraisa. What was it? A takana derabbanon, or was it only a minik? Which was it? So Rashi and Argimore claims that that's the machlokes Rav and Ravasi. Well, we are so used to thinking the famous machlokes Tosfos and the Ran in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, where the Yontif Sheni Shel Galus Zman Hazeh Hashto the Adinim Hashto means Zman HaAmoraim HaMucharim. That's a technical term. Hashto, it appears in the Gemara in different places in Kiddushin, the second parish. Hashto means Zman HaAmoraim HaMucharim the Adinim Kfir Diachu. We have a Luach Kavua, no more Sveka de Yoyma. So why do we still continue to observe Yontif Sheni? Said because they sent a letter. So we're used to thinking, oh, this letter is the source of the dispute between Taisus and the Ran. Taisus understood our minig. Minig means that it's only a minig. And the Ran says, no, minig means a practice. Continue the observance of your forefathers. It's a dindarabbanon. Mm-hmm. It's still a dindarabbanon. So we're used to thinking the machlaikas between Taisus and the Ran, whether Yom Tov Sheni is a minig or a dabbanon. That's after the Kriyas Haluach of Hilal Sheni. But before the Kriyas Haluach, it was something much more common than that. It was a Sveika Deraisa L'chumah. So the Netziv says wrong. It was never a Sveika Deraisa L'chumah. They always had the right to follow the right. So what was it? Bizman Shekitcha Piyaria. It was more common. So what was it? So Rashi learns here, that's the Machlekes Rav Ravasi. Rav holds it was only a minig. Yontav Sheni was from the days of Yeshua Benun till the days of Hillel Sheni. It was always only a minig. And Ravasi says, no, it was always a Takana de Rabbanon. What's the difference? If you
why
have two, huh?
Why make it a takana? Why make a minute? Why make it a takana?
Because sometimes you.
Ruba de Ruba is the Zeta, and you're about to all other type of mitzvahs, children and other things and so forth.
It's a good kasha. Usually you say loy chashin lemiyuta. Here they made it either a minig or a takana to be chashish for the meat.
But the meat, like he says, knocks out a lot of other mitzvahs.
Good to kasha. Knocks out tefillin. Knocks out parnasa. Knocks out a lot of parnasa.
Yeah, but like also the tefillas. The tefillas are different. You say ex, either natanaku.
Okay.
You say mikadosh yisroel vazmanim. You're saying sheker.
Sheker. Yeah. Okay. So the one second. So Rashi here, if you read the Rashi carefully, Rashi's beferish like that. The shaila whether 2 days Yontav Rishon, Yontav Sheni Shel Galus back to back, do they constitute kedusha achas, or do you say no? It's shtei kedushas. You can't say it's a yom arichta for 48 hours. So Rashi says that is a function of this issue. If Yontav Sheni is a bona fide takana de rabbanon. So Yontav Rishon is Medina, Yontav Sheni is Medina. Yontav Rishon Medina deraisa, Yontav Sheni Medina derabbanan. But that's Medina, that's Medina. So you have Medina next to each other. It's 48 hours. Why should I split in half? If it's Yontav next to Yontav, it goes straight Yontav for 48 hours. But if the first day Yontav is Medina deraisa, the second day is a minig. So what do you mean, Yom Arichta? How does it blend in? Adin with a minig, how does it doesn't blend in? It's a mimishein amina, it doesn't blend in. So Rashi says then, the maximum you can say, shtei kedushas. You can't say it's kedusha achas. And then Rashi reads the hemshecha gemara, which we're going to have to learn, maybe learn it now. Rashi says, and that's how you continue. What's the din? What's the din like this? We instituted a minig many years ago because of a certain consideration, and now the consideration no longer applies. For example, Rabbi Schwab in Washington Heights always used to mention before Pesach that in Germany and Hungary and Europe they had a minig that they wouldn't eat chicken on Pesach. No chicken on Pesach. Why? Because the chickens used to eat kernels of grain, and the Taisus says there would always be an asik. Taisus and Shulchan Aruch, they would cook chicken with the belly, with the kishkis, and then they would find a chita mevushelis. They'd find a kernel of grain that was cooked in the soup in the chicken, and it was a shaila whether the chita hamevushelis became chametz or didn't become chametz. Chametz is the mashu, so they throw out the whole chicken. So they have a whole asik. So they developed a minig in later years. It's 150 years ago, 100 years ago. They developed a minig in parts of Hungary and Germany not to eat chicken at all on Pesach because of the hashash that it may be chametz. Behemoth flesh, the behemoth didn't eat grain. Apparently they ate other stuff.
But you don't cook the whole behemoth with the whole stomach. So
also not, you don't cook with the stomach, yeah. But on chicken, that was the minig. So Rabbi Schwab used to say that minig is no longer applicable in America because it's too expensive. No farmer feeds the chickens grain. They feed the chickens corn on the cob, maize. They feed them corn on the cob, which is kidneyus, but kidneyus does nasa. Kidneyus is not the mashu. Kidneyus bottle beroy. You don't even need shishim. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it's bottle beroy. So he says that since the whole reason for the minig doesn't apply, so the whole minig doesn't apply. What happened? We have a cloud. The Gemara is going to quote on the next daf. Dovishim and minyan. Minyan achalat tiroi. So Rashi holds the favorish over here. That's only if you have a takona de rabbanon. Thank you very much. If you have a takona de rabbanon that was instituted at one time in history for a certain reason, and then as the years go by, the reason no longer applies. It doesn't make any sense anymore. So that's called the dovishim and minyan, the takona de rabbanon. Minyan means the Chachamim voted on it. They had a convention, and the Rabbanim voted, and they made an enactment. They made a Takana de Rabbanim. So even though it was made for clearly for reason X, and the reason no longer applies now, the Takana de Rabbanim still applies unless you'll convene another group of Rabbanim to repeal the rabbinic enactment. You have to have a Bez Nachal of Atloy. Dovish of the Minyan, Tzach Minyan Nachal Atir. If you want to repeal it, you have to have another Minyan Chachamim. You have to have a kviyas bezin to be mevatel that minig. That takana. So Rashi says on our daf, that's only if it's a takana de rabbanon. Then it's a davish of the minyan tzach min achal atir. What if it's only a minig, and the minig is clearly because of reason X, and the reason no longer applies? Then he says you don't need a bezin to be mevatel. Rav Chaim Moshe has such a tshuva also. Rav Chaim Moshe doesn't talk in the tshuva about eating chicken on Pesach, where he came from. They didn't have such a minig. He talks about a different minig about treibring the flesh. There was a minig not to treba the achurayim of the behemoth because it's difficult. But he says if you live in difficult times, then the reason doesn't apply. So then the minig doesn't apply. He says the klal. He doesn't quote the Rashi. He writes explicitly that the dovish and the minyan tzach min achal atir only applies to a takana de rabbanon, not to a minig. So Rashi learns that is the whole hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say. The Gemara continues. Omar Abai kavasa de rabnis tavra. I'm going to prove that Rav is right. That Rav said, "No, the bezeh asura bezeh." What does Rav hold? No, the bezeh mataris bezeh. Rav holds that it's shtei kedushas. Why? The Rashi says shtei kedushas means that yantav sheni is only a minig. So Rashi reads, "Omer Abai, kavase de Rav mistaber." I'm going to prove that yantav sheni bizman hazeh is only a minig, and davish and minyan doesn't apply. And then the Gemara continues. Who's the next mandama?
Rashi.
Yeah, go later.
And Rav Zera says here on the second white line.
Yeah.
Amr Rav Zera kavasa de Ravasi mistavra. Rav Zera is going to prove that Ravasi is right. That what? That it's a de Rabbanan. And what? How does he prove? The Hoidna. He says, "Bizman of Yadina Bikviya Diarcho, we already know when Rosh Chodesh is. We have a luach. We still continue to have Yom Tov Sheni. Why is that? must be that Yom Tov Sheni is a Dovah Shemiminyan Tzach Min Yerach Alat Tiro. Dovah Shemiminyan means that it's a Takana de Rabbanah. If it would have just been a Minig, you don't apply Dovah Shemiminyan. That's what Rashi writes Beferish. If it's a Takana de Rabbanah, then it's Yom HaRichter. And then Abayi says, wrong. Amar Abayi, Kavasa de Rav Mistavra. No, I'm going to prove that Rav is right. It's not a Takana de Rabbanah. It's not a Takana de Rabbanah. It's only a Minig. And when the reason applies, the Minig applies. When the reason doesn't apply, the Minig doesn't apply. Disnan, and he quotes a Mishnah. Barishain, originally the practice was when the Bezin would declare when it's Rosh Chodesh, they had no telephone, telegraph. So they used to have torches, and they would wave the torches to the people on the next mountaintop at night. And then when they would wave torches to the next mountaintop, they would have a system of notifying each other which day was declared as Rosh Chodesh. So Barishain, Hoyamasi, Masua, he used to make big bonfires. Mishikilkalu, Hakusim. But then the Kusim wanted to trip up the religious Jews and wanted to mix them up, which day is really Rosh Chodesh. So then they used to make bonfires on the wrong day. So Hiskina the Chacham made a takana that we can't rely on the bonfires anymore. So they instituted the practice of Shluchim. What do you see the mashmas of the Mishnah? Vila Batla Kusim. And if there wouldn't be any, if you wouldn't have any trouble from the Apikursim who are mixing everybody up, what would be the din? Abdina Chad Yayma. So the Pashtus is, you would only have one day yonder. Bech and the Matu Shluchim, and to the extent that the Shluchim were Magia, the Baiter Abdina Chad Yayma is only one day yonder. So Zetman the Feirish, that it's not a Takana de Rabbanan. If Yontav Sheni Shal Golis would be a Takana Rabbanan, it's a Chadovish of a Minyan. How does it fall apart by itself? So you see, it's only a Minig. A Minig. If the Sibas HaMinig, if the whole reason the Tam HaMinig doesn't apply, so the whole Minig falls apart. If it would have been a Din Derabbanan, so it doesn't fall apart. That's how Rashi reads this whole Gemara. If you read the Rashi, Rashi says it a few times like that. The Nekudas HaMachloikis, again, it's very surprising. The Nekudas HaMachloikis, Rav Ravasi is before they made the Luach. Before the days of Hillel HaSheni, before Rav Ravasi clearly lived before Abai Verovim. Before the Takonas HaLuach. 100 years before, at least 200 years before. So they had a machlokes where the Yontav Sheni Shel Golis wasn't a Sveika Deraisa, like the Nitziv says, but not a Sveika Deraisa. Was it a Takana de Rabbanan, or was it only a Minig? You have Takanas like that sometimes, but then there's no hemshich over here. If you say that the takana has a clause built into it that only when it's necessary does it apply. When it's not necessary, the takana doesn't apply. So what has this got to do with the other issue, whether it's Yom HaRichter Shtei Kedushas? So Rashi ties it all up together. Rashi ties the two issues. The Gemara puts two things together. Whether the 2 days Yontif that are back to back are the constituting one Yom HaRichter, one long Kedushas Hayom for 48 hours. Or is it Shtei Kedushas? This Shaila is Hobah Hotalya with this Shaila, whether the institution of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis should continue even in a time when the reason no longer makes any sense. Why is it told his head is that? The Rashi ties it up like that. He says if it's a Takana de Rabbanan, then it's Yom HaRichter, because that's Medina, that's Medina. Yom Tov Rishon is Medina, Yom Tov Sheni Medina. So it's 48 hours of Yom Tov Medina, so it's Yom HaRichter. And then if it's Medina, then it's a Dovah Shemiminyan, and it doesn't fall apart by itself. And it's only a Minig, so a Minig and a Din do not blend in together. It's not going to be Yom HaRichter. And it's only a Minig. When the reason for the Minig falls apart, then the whole Minig falls apart. That's how Rashi, learns the Gemara.
Ravasi says that Kedusha Achasi, that it's one long, he's certain that it's one long Kedusha. Does that mean
the Ravashi?
Not sure, certain.
Mar says not certain.
Nothing certain.
He's Sophic. The Safkalei.
No.
Should I say? Leymah, should I say?
That's
why he thinks Dushacha. So the answer was no. He's Mesupik and he goes Lechumra in both directions. Right. So you want to know, what about Shechyonu on the second night? He would say Shechyonu also Mesupik. Right.
He probably would have to afford a new food or a new suit.
The only thing you said is he said Vatoydieni, so he didn't make Abdullah, so at least he wouldn't make a Shechiyona, because it should go together if he makes a.
That's what he asked, the Shechiyona should go together. So did he say Shechiyona the second night of Pesach, or did he not say Shechiyona? If it's the Pukim, it's up. Shekhan is only the Rabbana.
Oh, right.
So really, you ought to say Sofik the Rabbana Lakula. It's not like Havdalah, maybe it's the Raisa. So they can say Sofik Brochus Lahachme because the Brochus is the Raisa. Shekhan is only the Rabbana.
That's why we have the Sofik on Moshe. That's why we have the new fruit, because we don't know if it's valid or not.
The new fruit, we mentioned, the new fruit is the Chumri from the Maharam Rutenberg and the Hasidi Ashkenaz. There was a Machloikis, there were two schools of thought, the Rambam and other Rishonim and the Rosh has a. Presented whether the second night Rosh Hashanah, would they say Shekhyana, you don't say Shekhyana. So in some communities they did say, some communities they didn't say. So the Hasidi Ashkenaz introduced such practices to be Choshish for all the Shitas. So their Shita was that you do say Shekhyana, but they wanted to be Choshish for those who say you don't say Shekhyana. So they introduced this Chumrah to bring a Pre-Chodesh, a Beg of Chodesh, to make sure that that you're not in violation of Baruch Levatov. Yeah. That's already Amidas Chassid. What would Rav Asi do with the Shachyan? Okay. On the second night of Yom, what would he do? Good question. That's the Gemara.
Yeah.
On this Gemara, there's a famous dispute, Halacha Lamaisa, very Halacha Lamaisa. Where do we observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goldis and Chutzlo? It's in Eretz Yisrael, we don't observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goldis. Why? Because the letter that they sent from Eretz Yisrael was they sent a letter from there. You should continue the practice of your forefathers. In the earlier generations in Eretz Yisrael, the shluchim were always magia. So in Eretz Yisrael, when Kitchal Piyariya, they never observed Yom Tov Sheni. So they never made a takan in the later generations that they should observe Yom Tov Sheni. But in Chutzlords, where they always did observe Yom Tov Sheni, this bunch of Kitchal Piyariya, so after they established the luch, they said we should continue that practice even today. So that's a machlokes the Rambam in the Ritva. The Rambam says that Bizman Shekitcho al Pihariya, where did they observe Yom Tov Sheni, where not,
every place
is not a function of Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlort. It's a function of distance. How far away are you from the Beis Avad? The Beis Avad is the Mokom Moshev HaBezdin. How long did it take the shluchim to travel? So there are locations in Chutzlaris that are much closer to the Beis Avad than let's say Kiryat Shmon on the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, or Eilat on the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, are much further away than other locations in Chutzlaris. Yeah. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that Bizman Shekitcho al Pihariya, you have to draw a circle, sort of a circle with a radius of such a distance. And he says it's not a function of Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laaretz. There are places in Chutz Laaretz where there was only one day Yom Tov. There are places in Eretz Yisrael where there were 2 days Yom Tov. So the Rambam writes that the same is true Bizman Hazeh as well. Bizman Hazeh, we can still continue. He's Arb, Minigav Sech Meidech, and we still continue the practice. So he says it's not Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laaretz. It's the closer Mekoymes versus the further Mekoymes. The Ritva in his Chidush at Man Rosh Hashanah writes not so. Bizman Shekitcho al Pihariya Avada, the Rambam is right, that's often the Gemaras. It depends on how close you are to the base of Avada, how far away you are, whether the Shluchim were Magim or the Shluchim were not Magim. But after the Kriya Saluach, and then they sent a letter.
The letter doesn't
mean all those who observe Yom Tov Sheni should continue and those who never observe shouldn't start. No. The letter means in Eretz Yisrael there's no Yom Tov Sheni, and in Chutz Laaretz there is Yom Tov Sheni. And that's the minig today, is like the Ritva. Even though it would really make more sense like the Rambam, the minig is like the Ritva. That in Eretz Yisrael you don't observe Yom Tov Sheni, and in Chutz Laaretz, all over Chutz Laaretz, you do observe Yom Tov Sheni. So then the Rambam adds another Chiddush. He says not only does it not depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laaretz, it depends how close you are. He says you don't just draw a circle. Let's say the Beis Avad was usually in Yerushalayim. Until the later years, then it was in Tveri, Tzipori, Shvaram, and Usha. They kept on floating around in different places. But most of the time it was in Yerushalayim. So the Rambam says you don't just draw a circle and within this radius of Hashluchim Magim, so that whole area, the Shluchim Magim. No, he says not necessarily so. They would only send Shluchim if they knew that there was a community, if there was a village there. If there's no village there, so the shluchim would they wouldn't send shluchim in that direction. So the Rambam says, if you know that there's a village now in Tavshin Nun Tes, if there's a village, a community now where there used to be a village, or on the way, there used to be a village further, and the shluchim used to go there, and they passed by this spot where now we made a village. so the shluchim always used to be magim, that was on their route, so then there's only one day yontif. But if they make a new community, make a new village now,
shluchim never returned,
and the shluchim never went in that direction, so then the Rambam holds you have to make yontif sheni shogolis even though you're inside the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're inside the circle. That's why Rav Belva Soloveitchik used to be machmer. He lived in Gula near Meir Shorim. So he used to observe Yom Tov Sheni because of the Rambam. I said, we don't pass him. The meaning is like the Ritva, not like the Rambam. But he was Chayshish for the Rambam. Chazanish also, and the Stipler. After him, they used to observe Yom Tov Sheni in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak is also inside the circle. But they said, we don't know where there were villages. How do we know where there were villages, Bisman, HaTalmud, where there were not villages? So maybe there were never any villages on this route. Maybe there never sent shluchim.
Bnei Brak was then.
Are you mentioning the Bnei Brak?
Yeah, we don't know if it's the same Bnei Brak. Yeah. Yeah. There was a city that was called Bnei Brak, but there was a city.
Surely was.
So what's the time if you go to Eretz Yisrael, going to the border, I'll see that's Minigina, why should you sit in a whole jump of shame in Eretz Yisrael? The only reason is because of Minigina, of course, Lord. Or because of
Sveta. Yeah, you had no son. Okay, we have to discuss that also. Okay. Yeah. We'll have to get to that Gemara also. We'll have to discuss that too. If anybody's interested, we have some basic books here. In today's Sedra, in Parshas B'Shalach, it says in the Chumash that when the Bnei Yisrael were in Mara, so they were given a few mitzvahs. Sham, sam lachok ha-mishpah v'sham niso. So it sounds like they were given several mitzvahs. So Rashi says, Shabbos. What mitzvahs were they given? So he says Shabbos. How does he know they were given Shabbos? Because in the Veschanan, in the Lucha Shniyos, it says, we should observe Shabbos, kashat tzivcho. Shamar esyam Shabbos v'kachat kashat tzivcho Hashem alokecho. What says Kashet Sivcho? As I command you do in the Luchas Rishainos. As I command you do in the Luchas. And the Luchas Rishainos doesn't say Kashet Sivcho. So Pasha Pshat, one would say Kashet Sivcho, like I said, in the Luchas Rishainos. So the Chazal had a tradition, it can't be. On the Luchas, it didn't say that. It's not that the Luchas Rishainos had the text that appears in Yisro, and the Luchas Shniyos had the text that appears in Voschana. The Pasuk says, V'chasafti l'halalchos esad dvarim asher hayu alalchos rishonim asher shibarta. It was exactly the same text. It was either this text or that text. But it wasn't different. It wasn't that the Luchas Rishonis, it said like in Yisran, the Luchas Shniyos was different, it said like here. So what does this represent? How come there are two texts? This was B'dibar Echad Nemo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres Adibas Balpeh, he said both. So the Gemara speaks about a Shomer v'Zocher because it's such a contrast, because Shomer is a Loisese and Zocher is an Esse. So the Gemara says B'dibarechnem, but it's the same regarding the rest. Kashet Sivcho was recited at Hasinai. Kashet Sivcho was recited at Hasinai, not just that it was written in the Lucha Shniyos later. So Hasinai, the Rabban Shlomo already said Kashet Sivcho. When was Kashet Sivcho? They only had Shemim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach before. When did they have Shabbos before? So obviously they were given Shabbos prior. Yeah. So Rashi quotes the Medrash that were given in Mora. Others say no. Others say no. Kashet Sivcho was a little after Mora. Then when they were given the Mon, it says that 6 days the Mon came down. And then Shabbos, the Mon didn't come down. So they were told the din of Shabbos, Al Yetzish, Nimkoimet, and not allowed to carry the Kalim to pick up the Mon on Shabbos. That was already not in Mora. That was. I already forgot the name of the city. Midbar Sin. Midbar Sin, then they were given the mon, and they were given the din of Lecha Mishnah and Shabbos and the weekdays and so on. So that's the Shaila, the right. Kuzari discusses this. When was the first time they were given Shabbos? It was before Maimon HaSinai. Because at the Aseres HaDibros at HaSinai was proclaimed Kashet Sivcho. Obviously it's before. Was it in Mara? Or was it in Midbar Sin? What's enough? Is there any nafkimina halacha l'maisa? So the Kuzari has up to something very strange. He says the nafkimina is for determining where the international dateline is. Because whenever the Rabbanu Shalom gave the din of Shabbos, that's the center of the world for the purposes of Shabbos. So you have to draw, an international date line 180 degrees on the other side, like on the other side of Greenwich, England. Why they pick Greenwich, England? What's Nachshiv is not, because it comes out in the middle of the Pacific where there are no islands. That's why Nachshiv is the Greenwich, England. But over here, there is Chashivas. When the Rabbanu Shalom gave the first mitzvah,
Shabbos,
first time he gave Shabbos, was either in Mara or is in Midbasin. Asher Bein Elim Bein Sinai. So wherever that is, that should be the center of everything, and then the international date line should be on the other side of the globe. It's approximately, the Balamor says that the Tanakh refers to Yerushalayim as Tabur HaAretz. Eretz is only Yerushalayim called Tabur HaAretz, that's the center of the globe. It's not such a big difference. According to the Balamor, that the center of the world is Yerushalayim, so 180 degrees around Yerushalayim is the international date line. If it's going to be Elim, or it's going to be Mara, so it'll be this part of Korea, that part of Korea, is going to be the same space anyway, within 100 miles to the right or to the left. It's going to be, it's going to be in the Far East. Going to cut through the tip of Asia. Not going to make that much of a difference. But that's what the Mefarshim and the Kuzari point out. The Kuzari talks about this. Where's the international deadline? So he thinks that it's based on this. He doesn't go with the Tabur HaAretz with the Yerushalayim. That's the Balamor writes like that. He works with the Psukim here, that he thinks that the center of the world for purposes of Shabbos is when the mitzvah of Shabbos was first given to Bnei Israel, either Mara or Elim.
Oh yeah,
a big issue. Okay, if anybody's interested, I have the basics that came out last year.